said Leas proudly. "Got a nail in it?" "I mean a nightclub," said Glod. "Still got a nail in it at night?" "I happen to know," said Glod, abandoning that line of conversation, "that there's a lot of places in the city that don't like paying guild rates. We could do a few gigs and raise the money with no trouble."
"All three of us together?" said Imp.
"Sure."
"But we play dwarf music and human music and troll music," said Imp. "I'm not sure they'll go together. I mean, dwarfs listen to dwarf music, humans listen to human music, trolls listen to troll music. What do we get if we mix it all together? It'd be dreadful."
"We're getting along okay," said Leas, getting up and fetching the salt from the counter.
"We're musicians," said Glod. "It's not the same with real people."
"Yeah, right," said the troll. Leas sat down. There was a cracking noise. Leas stood up.
"Oh," he said.
Imp reached over. Slowly and with great care, he picked the remains of his harp off the bench.
"Oh," said Leas.
A string curled back with a sad little sound. It was like watching the death of a kitten.
"I won that at the Eisted Fod," said Imp.
"Could you glue it back together?" said Glod eventually.
Imp shook his head.
"There's no one left in Hlamedos who knows how, see?"
"Yes, but in the Strait of Cunning Artificers..."
"I'm real sorry. I mean, real sorry. I don't know how it got there."
"It wasn't your fault."
Imp tried ineffectually to fit a couple of pieces together, but you couldn't repair a musical instrument. He remembered the old bard saying that. They had a soul. All instruments had a soul. If they were broken, the soul of them escaped, flew away like a bird. What was put together again was just a thing, a mere assemblage of wood and wire. It would play. It might even deceive the casual listener, but you might as well push someone over a cliff and then stitch them together again and expect them to come alive.
Maybe we could get you another one then," said Glod. There's a nice little music shop in the backs."
He stopped. Of course there was a nice little music shop in the backs. It had always been there.
"In the backs," he repeated, just to make sure.
"Bound to get one there, in the backs.
Yes. Been there years."
"Not one of these," said Imp. "Before a craftsman even touches the wood, he has to spend 2 weeks sitting wrapped in a bullock hide in a cave behind a waterfall."
"Why?"
"I don't know. It's traditional. He has to get his mind pure of all distractions."
"There's bound to be something else, though," said Glod. "We'll buy something. You can't be a musician without an instrument."
"I haven't got any money," said Imp.
Glod slapped him on the back.
"That doesn't matter," he said. "You've got friends. We'll help you. Least we can do."
"But we all spent everything we had on this meal. There's no more money," said Imp.
"That's a negative way of looking at it," said Glod.
"Well, yes. We haven't got any, see?"
"I'll sort out something," said Glod. "I'm a dwarf. We know about money. Knowing about money is practically my middle name."
"That's a long middle name."
It was almost dark when they reached the shop, which was right opposite the high walls of the Unseen University. It looked the kind of musical instrument emporium which doubles as a pawn shop, since every musician has at some time in his life had to hand over his instrument if he wants to eat and sleep indoors.
"You ever bought anything in here?" said Leas.
"No, not that I remember," said Glod.
"It's shut," said Leas.
Glod hammered on the door. After a while it opened a crack, just enough to reveal a thin slice of face belonging to an old woman.
"We want to buy an instrument, ma'am,"
said Imp. One eye and a slice of mouth looked him up and down.
"You human?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"All right, then."
The shop was lit by a couple of candles. The old woman retired to the safety of the counter, where she watched them very carefully for any signs of murdering her in bed. The trio moved carefully among the merchandise. It seemed that the shop had accumulated its stock from unclaimed pledges over the centuries. Musicians were often short of money. There was one definition of a musician. There were battle horns, there were lutes, there were drums.
"This is..."